Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first, we're going to talk walking. Are you the kind of person who jumps out of bed full of energy when the alarm beeps, or perhaps you improve as the day goes on and you would classify yourself as a night owl? In other words, are you a sunrise or a sunset type of person? Today we're kicking off a two-part walking series which is designed to get you out and about, enjoying both the beginning and the end of the day. This morning we're going to concentrate on sunrise saunters, places around the country to enjoy seeing the sun come up. And joining me now in the studio with their suggestions, we have John Connell, farmer and author, and Emma O'Hagan, who is Rural Recreational Officer for Leitrim Development Company. You're both very welcome, John and Emma. Lovely to have you with us.
Great to see
Hello.
You.
Hello.
John, you're the sunrise person, is that right? You enjoy getting up early.
I do enjoy getting up early. Wasn't always the case, but a baby trains you in that pattern. And yeah, I think there's something lovely about getting up early because the whole day is in front of you and there's no obstacles.
But you're out walking probably in the dark, first of all, or at least you're leaving the house in the dark.
This time of year, sometimes, yes. Yeah
but you get used to that
but
too.
But you get used to it because it pays off in the long run with a beautiful sunrise.
And Emma, you've some really practical tips for us about the apps and the sort of resources that we can use for ideas. I downloaded one that you mentioned, the All Trails one this morning.
Oh yeah, the All Trails, as I always call it, it's my Bible when I go hiking. I spent a lot of time in Europe, and you know, when you're in a place that you don't know, where do you start is always the question.
Or even even if you're in a place that you do know, because it'll give you the
Absolutely.
Local walks as well here
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of it. So it's a great starting point for anyone who kind of wants to get into hiking, doesn't know where to start. You know, it's amazing what's around you. You can just pop in your own location and you'll see what's around you as well.
And what about this website then, getirelandwalking.ie?
Yeah, so there's two websites. There's one called Get Ireland Walking, that's from Mountaineer in Ireland, and there's one called Get Ireland Active, and that's from Sport Ireland. So the one, Get Ireland Active, is a really practical resource to use as well. It'll show you all the hikes that are within Ireland, so it's specific to Ireland. So it's all the hikes that our rural recreation officers are managing, and also community groups, and so it'll show you all of the hikes that are around you. You can put in your location and it'll show you exactly where you are, and it'll give you all the details on the hike as well.
So where do you stand on the sunrise walk or the sunset walk? Do you have a preference?
Do you know, I was thinking about this on the way up. You know, as you said, John, there's something nice and very special about a sunrise, because you know you're there before anybody else, and you're kind of, everything else is waking up and you're already there. So there's something beautiful and special about hearing the birds and knowing that the day is about to start. But then there's something nice as well about a sunset there, because you're looking at, no matter what kind of day you have, you're looking at the sun go down, you know you're starting a new day tomorrow. So I'm somewhere in the middle. I just can't say which I prefer, but obviously it's easier to get up.
It's smugness when you get to about midday, if you've got up at sunrise, and these people are only getting going. I'm nearly a day done here.
Yeah, you've earned your big dinner in the middle of the day, haven't you?
Exactly.
At that
10 o'clock.
So, John, you're going to take us to the beach now, first of all, aren't you?
I am.
Sunrise.
This beach is a very special one, and people on the west, in the west north, Ross's Point in Sligo. I absolutely love going there. I know the sunrise on the other side of the country, but it is a gorgeous beach. You get down the sand dunes, you walk across the main beach, and you can go round the corner. People forget there's an actual corner, but you go round it, there's kilometres more of beach, and you have a beautiful view of Lissadell House, which of course has all the eights, links, and the famous concerts that happened there and stuff. And what I love doing is just going down there, watching the sun come up, listening to the slow sea. And I often think about people who are living very intense urban lives. And, you know, a morning by the sea can do so much to calm you down and
restorative.
Relax. Yeah, it's totally restorative. Yeah. And, you know, we would have heard old people talk about this all the time, but it's true. It works.
Yeah, it does you good, for sure. Now, you couldn't go back home without taking us to Leitrim first.
Absolutely not. We'll start with Leitrim.
Start with Leitrim, the boardwalk in Drumshambo.
Yeah. Look, I always refer to Leitrim as it's Ireland's hidden gem. But yeah, there's a beautiful boardwalk there in Drumshambo. And it's part of the Leitrim Way as well, which is actually a 62-kilometre trail. So if you're you're into long distance hiking, that's a certain a task for you. But I suppose the boardwalk, and the reason why I wanted to talk about the boardwalk, is it's accessible for everybody. Whether you have a buggy, a pram, a wheelchair, you can just park up and get a quick sunrise. So this is for the people that don't necessarily want to commit to a long hike, but want to pull up somewhere. You know, you might wake up a little bit earlier than you expected, hop in the car, drive to Drumshambo and get a lovely sunrise.
It's a floating boardwalk.
So it is, yeah. Like you're, so you're literally walking on the lake, like it's gorgeous. And then it connects into the canal there as well. So you can keep walking as far as Leitrim Village then as well, which isn't that far. But it's a beautiful, a really nice place
but
to look at the sunrise.
But you can go further then as well, can you, if you wanted
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a 62-kilometre trail. So, yeah, it's something you could do over a weekend. We kind of call it the Leitrim Camino in a way.
Emma and I were just talking about how great Leitrim is. There's so many wonderful walks there.
Yes, there are lots of wonderful walks there. And as you say, it is a little secret place to visit because it's not really on the tourist trail. It probably should be.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we're doing a lot to try and change that and to kind of get it on the map, get it as a destination for people to come. But then there's something nice about the secret that it is.
You don't want too many people knowing about it too. That's the other side of it. Now, you're going to cross the country and take us to the Sugarloaf in Wicklow.
Yes, I am. You know, I only climbed the Sugarloaf a few years ago with a good friend, Matt. And I'd heard Dubs go on about it for years. And I said, oh, no, it couldn't be that good. But it's actually brilliant. It's not a very difficult climb. You drive up through the countryside and you can park your car, free parking, and walk up. And a little bit of strenuous activity just near the top.
Yeah.
But the view over Dublin is just fantastic. And you know, if you do climb for sunrise, you're going to get the sunrise coming in, and it's hitting Ireland on the right side. And it's just a lovely place. I've been back there again, and I can understand why people want to come from the city to go up the Sugarloaf, because it is honestly like being in a different place altogether. You can forget about the busyness of Dundrum or Donnybrook and come to a rest up there. And as I say, the difficulty level isn't too high, so it's accessible for most people.
Yeah, it's a good one to bring children. I would say over the age of 5 or 6 can probably manage it, and they feel like they've done a ginormous climb.
Yeah. It's a big climb for a kid, but a decent normal climb for an adult. Yeah.
Now, the Fox's Rock in the Mourne Mountains. How did you come across that one, Emma?
That was a total on a whim sort of thing. I was driving from Dublin to Belfast, and I spotted the low-lying fog one evening, and it was coming into sunset, and I thought, oh my God, I want to be on the top of that mountain. So I could see the mist and the fog around the Mourne Mountains, and I was thinking, how am I going to get to the top? I don't have time to hike, so where am I going to go? So I pulled in at a filling station, and I found, like that, I went on to All Trails, the app. You'd swear I was being sponsored by them now, but I went online and I found this short trail, and it was to that exact place, the Fox's Rock. So I parked in the Windy Gap, it's called, on Google Maps. There's a small little car park, and it is exactly as I said, it's a really windy gap. But you've half the climbing done at the point that you're at the car park. So
always
this is a really, really handy one for a last minute hike. And it's only an hour's drive from Dublin. So parked there, anyways, headed up. There's a couple of signs there for the trail. And I got up within, I'd say, less than 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And just in time for sunset, you're looking out at Carlingford, you've got the sea. And this was sunset, but I'd say for sunrise, it's even more spectacular because you're actually east facing.
So you followed the fog.
I literally followed the fog, which is, look, I have to stress, that's not normally a good thing to do as a hiker. You know, you don't want to end up in fog, but I knew that I didn't have far to go. I wasn't that long in the fog itself, and I got up above it within a matter of 10 minutes. So
you were there for the sunset, were you?
I was there for sunset.
Were you coming down in the dark then?
Look, it was dusk, I would say. I was on my own, which is definitely not recommendable to anyone.
You're doing loads of things now that we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Can I just stress, don't do what I'm doing. Don't do what I did on that particular day. Aim for sunrise. It's always better. But yeah, look, I was very conscious of the time and also the fact that it was getting dark. So I literally got up there, got a few photos and headed back down before it was dark. So
okay.
Yeah, I didn't
spend
that long.
What's your experience anyway?
I'm pretty experienced, yeah. So
okay, but that's not the advice. We'll talk about that in a while anyway, the advice for people who do want to see the sunrise and the sunset, because it can be tricky. Mm-hmm. The pilgrims, John, way ahead of us when it comes to finding the really fabulous beauty spots for walking.
Absolutely. There's a number of pilgrim paths in Ireland, but I actually discovered this one, Cusson the Nave, in Ventry by accident. I absolutely love going to the Dingle Peninsula. I have a friend who loves Connemara, but I think Dingle does it for me. And it's a fascinating peninsula. There's so much going on in it. But the Cusson na Nave is a pilgrim path that goes from Ventry all the way to Mount Brandon. And it's in the footsteps of St. Brendan, Brandon. And I did it after the first lockdown in COVID and when we could travel again. And mm-hmm. I went down there. And you start off at the beach and you follow these beautiful pathways up, little small old boreens and roads. And I met a farmer along the way. We had a great chat, and it'll bring you all the way to Galarus Oratory, which is the oldest church in Ireland, the oldest intact church in Ireland. There's standing stones, and you'll make your way up to Mount Brandon itself. And if you wanted to, you could climb Mount Brandon. Now, Mount Brandon is a tough, tough climb.
Yeah, that's a different ball game.
It's a different ball game. I would just say do the pilgrim path first and see how you go, because it is long. But honestly, it's one of the most beautiful walks I've ever done, and you'll meet people. You know, Dingle's a sort of an international place, so you're likely to meet an American or a Canadian or a person from the UK there. But it's a bit like the Camino. Everyone wants to have a chat and have a wonder about what you're doing and why you're there. And I remember actually going to Galarus Oratory and saying a little prayer, and I just said, "This is really beautiful." You know, just such a lovely
place.
There
you go. What more can you ask for? Yeah. So that's Cusson na Nave in
Cusson na Nave. It starts in Ventry. Yeah.
Now this next one is a tough one that you're recommending, Emma. And I say again, you are an experienced hiker. So we're searching out for the sunrise and we're going to Croagh-Patrick. Lots of people do Croagh-Patrick during the day, but this doing it at this time is trickier, right?
Yeah, it's definitely trickier. It's definitely trickier. And you have to be pretty prepared. First things first, you don't start this alone. And you definitely don't start it in shorts and T-shirt or a pair of runners. So you want to be properly geared up for this one. And this is really someone that hikes quite a bit and is fairly experienced and has somebody else that's also competent to come with them. Mm-hmm. So it's not for everybody. But yeah, I think so as long as you're well prepared, you've got plenty of layers, you know, they say the most important layer is your base layer. So that'll keep you nice and warm. Lots of layers and a waterproof hat, gloves, the whole works, hiking poles.
Head torch,
absolutely. Yeah, you're starting off at nighttime. So whatever time sunrise is at, you're going to want to allow yourself, I would say 2 hours beforehand, just so you're comfortable. You're not stressed out or anything. So yeah, look, I mean, the path itself is pretty straightforward. You can't necessarily go, you're not going to stray off the path, so that's obviously one good thing. It's a once in a lifetime sort of thing. If you can get up there for a cloud inversion, it's going to be one of the most spectacular
things.
Well,
explain that to us. What does that look like and feel like?
So a cloud inversion is when the clouds are beneath you. So they're lying low on the ground and you're above them. And if you can get that to happen along with a sunrise, it's an indescribable feeling. I haven't experienced it that often, but I have experienced it a couple of times and it is really special. And I think in Ireland as well, it just makes it even more special because it happens.
I was up there for one of them. It's like Tibet. It's if they had prayer flags on the church, mm-hmm. you'd swear you were in Nepal or Tibet.
Yes.
It is just spectacular. Mm-hmm. The clouds are below you. I remember I took a video and sent it to a friend. I just couldn't. I'd never seen that. I've never seen it before or since.
Right,
but
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Magical. So I didn't know it was called a cloud inversion. But I just thought I'm taller than the clouds.
And what time of the day did you go up there?
I went up in the early morning. But actually, that day there was a snowstorm, and like Emma said, you have to be so careful.
Yeah.
You know? And these walks we're recommending, it's so important to say to someone where you're going.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we came in.
It's so important just to say, I'm going to climb Knocknarea, or I'm going to climb Croagh-Patrick, I'm going at this time and I should be back at this mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing you can do, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, Stairway to Heaven. This is spectacular. It's Culca up in Fermanagh, Cavan border. again, came across it through the recommendation of a friend, and we drove up from Longford, and it's a normal hike up until the mountain, and quite long, but really lovely scenery, and you can park your car. There's a small fee to park your car, and you can walk. And then you get up to the Stairway to Heaven itself. Now, the stairway up the mountain is tough. And I remember doing it. I've done it twice now. The first time I had to stop halfway. And the second time, I didn't go up the stairs. So, and I'd be reasonably fit. But yeah. It's strenuous now. Because you're going up. It's literally a stairway crisscrossing the whole way up to the top of the mountain. But when you do get up there, the view is just unbelievable. You can see the whole way over into the border, cross-border region. And if I'm right in saying, I think there's a bit of Game of Thrones territory up that way as well. So you're seeing a bit of the landscape mm-hmm. that would have been the north.
So again, it's really worth the effort that you put in.
Oh, it's totally worth doing, you know. It's totally worth doing. And give yourself a bit of time to do yeah. it and take a break. It's important when you're out hiking or on long walks to bring your food and take a break. You're not there to break a record. Mm. Like, you're not there to kill yourself. You're there to enjoy yourself.
You give yourself enough time
give yourself
as well.
Enough time.
Now, Emma, I'll give you a choice. You can go to Donegal or you can go to Kerry.
Donegal wins. Oh, no, that's actually unfair to say as well, because Kerry is fabulous as well.
Well, we've been to Dingle, so I think that's fair to go
well,
to Donegal.
Yeah, well, that's true. We've covered the south down there. Yeah, Donegal is pretty close to Leitrim as well, so it's kind of my weekend thing to do as well. But, I put down Glenveagh National Park. It's amazing. It's a stunning, stunning national park, and it's massive. But you can do a couple of easy walks there. There's a trail that goes around the lake that's there. Again, for sunrise, I always think it's nice to be somewhere near water because you get the reflection of the sun. Well, we'd be hoping for the sunshine, but nonetheless, there's something nice about being by the lake, I think, and seeing the birds, like I said before. Glenveagh has a lovely long sort of walk along the lake there, and you can, I'm not sure when the buses run, but there are actually buses that could bring you back if, you know, I assume they probably start around 9 o'clock mm-hmm. or something like that. But then there are also more challenging hikes as well up the mountain, the Glenveagh Mountains. And again, all trails will do that. And if you look on the websites that I mentioned earlier, they'll give you the information
that
too.
Thank you both for those great suggestions. You're back with us next Monday.
We are. Yes.
We're going to go through the sunset stroll suggestions. Now, I hope you're keeping in mind the good dinner afterwards. That's going to be very important.
That's essential.
Yeah. Thank you both. That's Emma O'Hagan and John Connell. Coming up next, 6 months on from the Hamas attack on Israel, we're going to be live at the border in Gaza.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.